Leaders of the three parties in the country's ruling coalition met on Wednesday to discuss upcoming tasks and priorities. But one important issue was pointedly avoided. That was the possible return of Christian Democrat Chairman Jiří Čunek to the government. Mr. Čunek stepped down last year as Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Regional Development. He had faced charges of alleged bribe-taking, though that investigation was later dropped. The Christian Democrats are now pushing for his reinstatement, but some members of the government, including the Greens, remain opposed. Mr. Čunek's possible return threatens the stability of the governing coalition and will need to be resolved soon. Jan Wellinger has the details.
In recent weeks, it appeared Jiří Čunek's return to the cabinet was all but imminent. Representatives from his party repeatedly ratcheted up the pressure, and the Prime Minister himself made clear he would renominate Mr. Čunek once the smaller parties, the Greens and the Christian Democrats, differences were resolved. But that hasn't happened. Despite earlier suggestions the problem would be discussed this week, the subject of Mr. Čunek's return was not broached on Wednesday in a meeting of coalition leaders, leaving new doubts over his future. Seemingly, no one wants a renewal of conflict within the coalition just a month after the presidential election. But it is also obvious the issue of Mr. Čunek's return won't just go away. Political analyst Petr Just.
It is definitely a big problem, since we have heard several times mentioning that Mr. Čunek is returning the next day, the next week, and then the return didn't happen, and then it was reopened again, then nothing happened. Already this situation shows that the problem is a major one, that there is a problem seen maybe not only by Greens, but also some part of the Civic Democratic Party, the major coalition party, where there is at least a group within the party that doesn't support Čunek's return, represented by the first deputy chairman, Pavel Bem, who openly speaks against the Čunek return to government, and by this somehow supports the position of Greens, who say that it's impossible or it's not a lucky choice to bring Čunek back to government.
As if to highlight the problem, Mr. Čunek is mentioned by name in the U.S. State Department's annual human rights report for 2007, just released on Wednesday. It mentions the Christian Democrat in connection not only with his corruption case, but also to his former role as mayor in the controversial eviction of rent-defaulting Romanis in the town of Szekin. Mr. Čunek defended his position by pointing to a mistake in the report, saying his case was dropped for lack of evidence of any wrongdoing, not for insufficient evidence. On the other hand, the mention of his handling of the Roma, something for which the Czech Republic itself is heavily criticized by the U.S., seems to go to the heart of the matter. Simply put, for some in the government, Mr. Čunek now has just too many strikes against him. For now, neither side, the Christian Democrats nor the Greens, are budging, but pressure is presumably rising for the Prime Minister himself to step in. Until now, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has avoided making a decision on the issue, but as many analysts have pointed out, it is the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister alone who bears responsibility for the makeup of the government. It will ultimately fall to him to somehow resolve the matter.